Green Sense begins with our Growing Green feature with Chris Higgins, editor and owner of Urban Ag News. Chris, welcome to Green Sense.
Thanks for having me again.
Well, you've all heard about the Tour de France, but it's only on Green Sense that you're going to learn about the Tour de Fresh. Chris, tell us the story about how school lunches are connected to a bike ride.
Well, Tour de Fresh started about 3 years ago. And it really, when it started, it really kind of piqued my interest in school lunches and how kids at public schools were being fed. And what the Tour de Fresh is, it's the fresh produce industry coming together to put salad bars with fresh produce choices in front of kids in public schools.
And why is that important?
Well, there's two levels to this. The first is that what we've learned through CDC reports and through the USDA and other government agencies is that kids are actually not consuming enough fruits and vegetables in their day-to-day diet. Using salad bars in public schools, kids gain that access. They gain the choice to pick and choose and learn about what fresh produce they're interested in eating. And they actually greatly increase their intake of fresh produce.
It's been a lifelong challenge for kids to eat greens. How is that effective to have salad bars at a school? And how much uptake has there been by the students?
Okay, let's start with the first part. The interesting part about a salad bar in a public school is choice. By putting the salad bar in front of the children, it empowers them to make their own decisions. Now, the other thing I would add is that when building the salad bar, it's important to think about what kids are going to eat. So this isn't going to be a salad bar with lima beans or anything that kids are going to be offended by. This is going to be a salad bar that gives them options of carrots and oranges and apples. And what the CDC shows is that kids with access to salad bars at public schools consume 3 times more fruits and vegetables than kids without access.
Are they still going to have a choice of pizzas, French fries, hamburgers, or are they trying to limit those also?
Well, you know, that's the funny part is when we're limiting those, we're not battling the children. I've been present when we've talked to the people that run the school bars or the school lunch programs. It's easy for the managers of the school lunch programs, and it's easy for those working behind the counter at the school lunch to prepare pizza and chicken fingers and whatever other things that just kind of go in the microwave and come back onto the hot plate. It takes a little bit more time for them to prep, and they have a little bit more waste when they're doing the salad bars. But if you give the children the options, it's a high percentage of kids that will choose options to go get carrot sticks or go get apple slices or go get oranges over some of the other options that may have just been nuked.
Well, we think this is a great idea, and giving anyone an option really allows more free choice out there. And it really maybe trains them a little bit for life as they grow up, because many cafeterias associated with businesses offer salad bars. So I think it's a great idea. Now let's make the connection to a bike ride and how you just finished the Tour de Fresh. Tell us a little bit about it, why it's done, and how it raises money to help fund these.
So yeah, the Tour de Fresh, what it is, it's tied to the Let's Move Salad Bars to Schools campaign, which was something that was started by Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign. And so what the Tour de Fresh is, it was an idea by Cal Giant, which is a berry producer, and an industry association called United Fresh. And what they've decided to do is work together as the produce industry to make this possible. The Let's Move Salad Bars to Schools campaign allows any public school to apply for a salad bar. The fresh produce industry helps to support helps to financially support getting those salad bars into public schools. Currently, approximately, you could say, the Let's Move Salad Bars to Schools campaign has donated over 4,800 salad bars, benefiting about 3 million children in public schools today. The Tour de Fresh, in its 3 years existence, has raised just under $500,000 that we've given to the program to put those salad bars in public schools.
And how do you raise that money?
That money is really raised by the industry. That money is really raised by the farmers that are putting fresh produce in your grocery stores. This year we rode through the Salinas Valley, and for anybody that knows the farming industry, they know that the Salinas Valley in California is really the salad bowl of the United States. And I would say that of the almost 60 riders that we had, half of them were farmers from that area. They were representatives of production people from companies like Dole, Church Brothers, Cal Giant. So you had lettuce producers, other veggie producers, berry producers, and their production people out there actually riding and working within the industry to raise money from friends and family, from associated businesses, from fundraisers. I know one of the groups did a barbecue and sold plates, and that's how they raised money. So it's really a grassroots fundraising campaign.
Chris, thanks for joining us on Green Sense, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Talk to you soon.
That's Growing Green with Chris Higgins. He's editor and owner of Urban Ag News. Visit urbanagnews.com, where they're also posting our Growing Green segments. I'm Robert Colangelo. This is Green Sense.